Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Sky Brown, and I welcome you to our Monday Night Masters class. So good to be with all of you. I am reaching out to our wonderful CEOs Rock family and community and sharing good information on how to help us all on our journey of entrepreneurship. It is definitely a journey. I know when I started my business, I thought it was, you know, you just something that you do. And I was not aware it was a journey, something that's going to have hills and bumps and curves and all of those other things. My name is Saida Brown. I am a business strategist, the president of Impact Strategies, which is an ideation consultancy and a speakers bureau. But I'm also, the fun part of what I do is I am the founder of CEOs Rock, which is a one-year initiative designed to strengthen 2011 women entrepreneurs by December 31st, 2011. And for those of you who have been following the community, woohoo! I am proud to share we have 1,391 women in the community. And the community's not even a month old. That's just, you know, just God working his magic there for us to be at 1,391 women, and our community is not even 1 month old. I am just jumping out of my shoes because this definitely tells me that so many women want help and assistance on their journey, and we are the best community to be involved with. I love it. I love connecting with all of the women, and actually for those of you who are listening to this podcast live, I uploaded this morning before I went to the gym a video blog post, and I was sharing how the community has absolutely very little to do with me, and the community is really about the power that all of us collectively bring to the table. Can you imagine if you added up all of our years of knowledge, even if you're a freshman in business or you're a startup to year two, plus women who've been in business from 3 to 7 years, 7 to 10 years. I've been in business for myself for over 10 years. Can you imagine if you added up all of our collective knowledge where we would be? I mean, you're probably looking at thousands and thousands of years. And so how can we all not benefit from each other and all of the knowledge that we bring to the table? So thank you. We are growing, growing, growing. I thought it was going to take me a year to reach 2,011 women, and I guess, wonk, wonk, I was wrong. Our Monday Night Masters class is about learning from seasoned business minds, just about the journey of entrepreneurship. I host the show, and frequently I have guests on the show, guest masters, who really share insight based on their particular industry. But tonight I decided that I've seen a lot of activity in the chat room, and I felt the need to address a couple of things. Again, this is a journey. We are all on a journey, and I do believe this is definitely a learning moment and a teaching moment. It was for me, and I hope it is for you as well. There's so much that we have to think about. We have to think about finances, and we have to think about profit and loss and income and revenue. But aside from all of those things, we have to think about the drivers of our business and how we effectively utilize social media. So that's really the essence of tonight's master's class. I would like to share with you that our sponsor tonight is Create Space. We have a book coming out, so for all of the women who have contributed to the book, I welcome you to open an account with CreateSpace. That way you can upload the book and sell it directly from your website. You can go to www.ceosrock.com, and then there's a link right on the right-hand side of the screen to CreateSpace. That way you will be able to open an account and sell the book that we're all working on, 99 Tips to Transform Your Business Today, right from your own website or from your own blog. And CreateSpace is great because it has no money down. You don't have to put any money up front. So tonight's sponsor is CreateSpace, so I welcome the opportunity for you all to create an account with them. I want to share just a few more things with a lot of women who may be listening to this podcast post-live, just a little bit about what we offer, and we'll jump right into tonight's master's class. For aspiring entrepreneurs and women in business, we offer several different options to help you on your journey. We have the women who are much more seasoned have come on board as life design coaches and business strategists. They will help you with your business in many areas for only $20.11 per session. Each session is an hour. So here, if you're working with a woman in the community, one of our coaches or strategists, you can actually log right onto CEOsRock.com, and you'll be able to click the Ask the Expert button and book an appointment with one of our experts for only $20.11 per hour. We also offer MP3 lesson downloads for only 99 cents each, and this is really to help those who may be stuck in a particular area. You can click the button, download a lesson, it downloads. It's an immediate download. You have it right to your computer, and you're only paying 99 cents, and it's also available on iTunes. We also have, for women who are a little bit less seasoned, and they're at startup to about 2 years, we have Women in Business Camps, and our next Women in Business Camp is on March 4th and 5th. I just got a note from Calandra that says, am I speaking? I cannot hear anything. Can anybody else hear me? God's Girl or Pamela, can you hear me? Let me know. Hit me up in the chat room. Can you hear me? Okay, can somebody hit me up and let me know if you can hear me? Okay, I just heard, thanks Pamela for hitting me up that you can hear. Okay, good. So we have our Women in Business Camp, which is March 4th and 5th. For seasoned women in business, we offer the opportunity to share your knowledge and increase your income by becoming a life design coach or a business strategist. And for all of the women in the community, we offer the opportunity totally free to connect with other women in business via our Facebook community, via our fan page. You can promote your business in our directory. Our directory, for everyone's knowledge, it goes live tomorrow. So tomorrow you'll be able to log right on to CEOsRock.com, and you'll be able to see women who are in business that are part of the community promoting their business, those with shows, magazines, and the like. So definitely that goes live tomorrow, so log on to the site tomorrow, and feel free to peruse all of the businesses that the women are promoting. Last but not least, we have our master's class and our Soul Series that is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So without further ado, I want to jump right into tonight's lesson. One of the things that I have seen in our community, and I think you all know me well enough, I do everything in love, is when I see women say, can you please like my page? That drives me up a wall, and not because we don't want to like your page, but give us a reason to like your page. If you say, I'm trying to get to 200 subscribers, it takes everything out of me not to delete the post. And if for those of you who are very active in the community, you'll see how I'll add, well, tell us who you are, what is your product, what is your story, how did you start your business, where is your business located? I mean, for women, and I'm saying this because we're nurturers anyway, but for women, we have to understand who our clients and our customers are, and we have to create the story. How many times have I shared with all of you why I started CEOs Rock? It was because in November, I got very frustrated watching our elected officials debate about unemployment benefits. And I said, how cool would it be if I could help women start their own businesses so they can tell the elected officials and their measly unemployment benefits to go kick rocks? That is the story behind CEOs Rock. That is the story why women have come on board. Like, this is a great concept. The price is low. I love it. What is your story? Why do you want me to like your page? What am I going to find there? Are you going to contact me personally? Am I going to have any contact with you? Am I even going to like your products? What products do you sell? I mean, these are all things we have to look at. So when we talk about growing our businesses through social media, we have to network. It's the exact same thing as if you were in a room with other women. Would you walk up to a woman in a room and say, buy my product? No. You'd say, hey, what business are you in? Hey, I do the same thing. Hey, are you in New Jersey? No, I'm in Connecticut. Hey, maybe, you know, my aunt lives in Connecticut. Maybe when I come out there, we can have a cup of coffee. Do you see where I'm going with this? I mean, this is really, I had to do tonight's master's class on this because it really gets under my skin. Think about it this way, lady. I know women right this very second who have tons and tons of fans on Facebook and they're not making any money. You know why? People do business with people they like. People do business with people they like. I have brokered amazing deals and I have screwed up deals through the course of my career. I can very candidly say that. But you know something? For the most part, I stay in touch with people. I try to contact people. I'm very transparent. You know why? Because that's who people want to do business with. If I just went up to any of you, join my community, you didn't even know what it's about, you'd be like, man, get out of here. There's 500 million other communities for women to help us with being an entrepreneur. I shared this on the wall the other day that every morning, I'm a very early bird. For those that know me, know I'm up. This morning I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I kind of faded in and out until about 5. But for the most part, I get up in the morning and I randomly choose women in the community and I introduce myself. I ask about them. How can I help you? What is your business about? How many years have you been in business? That's how the relationship starts. So to the women who put like my business, how many times have you actually reached out to the people who have actually liked your business, who have liked you on your fan page? And I'm not saying this to put anyone in the hot seat. I'm not saying this to, you know, make anybody feel uncomfortable because that's not my desire. But my desire is really to alert you to the real possibilities of generating real money and making a real impact with your business by actually being engaged with the people who can buy from you. I was out this afternoon, and I had to get my son a sweatshirt, and, you know, like a hooded sweatshirt these kids want or whatever. And on my way back home, I logged in really quickly before I jumped in my car, and I checked on the community. I'm always adding comments during the course of my day, and one of the women in the community, she's brand new, I reached out to her yesterday and hadn't connected with her yet, added 44 women to the community. 44 women. So you know what I did? As soon as I got home, I reached out to her again, and I tried. I hope I connected with all of them because I had to get ready for tonight's lesson, but all of those women to say thank you. And now you know something, they'll become supporters of what we do and ultimately supporters of other women in the community. Because if I'm a leader and I'm leading what CEO's Rock looks like and there are other women in the community, I have to know what all of the other businesses are so I can refer business to you. But I wouldn't know that if I'm just telling everyone, please like my page. I have to be engaged, I have to be available, and I have to be accessible, and I have to be open. And I'm definitely not, please don't take this information in such a way whereby this is the perfect way to incorporate social media into what you're doing, because by far it's not. A lot of times social media is trial and error. I have a friend who I'm working with on her business right now, and she has said, Saida, some of the information that I've gotten off the internet and some of the information that I've gotten from you has doubled her numbers of people on her mailing list. We can't dismiss the power of a mailing list. So many of us think about Facebook and Twitter, but think about a mailing list. Constant Contact is one of our partners. You can open a Constant Contact account for free for 60 days. That means you can totally try it for free for 60 days. The link is on our homepage as well, sheeosrock.com. But you can try it for 60 days. That way now you have another way to yet communicate with the people who actually like your business. Because one thing I have to share with all of you, everybody's not so cool operating in the space of Facebook. A lot of people are not cool operating within the space of Facebook for privacy reasons. So you have to be mindful and be contingent should something ever happen. How are you going to communicate with your customers? How are you going to stay connected with your customers? If we like the page, are we going to get a discount? Are we going to get a bonus? Are we going to get something free? These are all things we have to think about as we move forward. I want to share a couple of really, really important pieces just about this whole social media and how to grow your business using social media. I am a big believer in creating a uniform profile. What happens is when you're growing your business via social media, people have so many different places that they get their information from. Some people prefer LinkedIn, some people prefer Facebook, some people prefer Twitter. For the sake of this conversation, those are the three mediums that I'm going to refer to, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Make sure your profile is consistent across the three of them because that way they're guaranteed and they know they're dealing with the same person. Quite often we may feel, well, LinkedIn is more professional, so I'll use a headshot. Facebook is cool, and most of my friends are on Facebook, so I'll use this profile shot. And then MySpace or Twitter, people even use MySpace, but on Twitter it's something else. Make sure your profile is consistent because what happens is people are fickle, and I'm talking about consumers. Consumers are very fickle. One week they may be on Facebook heavy, and then they may fall out of love with Facebook, and now they fell in love with LinkedIn. The key to growing your business utilizing social media is delivering your content in a way in which the recipient wants to receive it. The key to growing your business via social media is delivering your content in a way that your clients and customers want to receive it. That means you may have to take the same information and share it in more than one place. You may have to take the same information and share it in more than one place. However, be mindful about this as well. Some people will have subscribed to all of your platforms. So you want to make sure you don't bombard all three of them with the same information because now they're getting it in duplicate or triplicate. This whole concept of social media, you have to be smart about it. It's not something that you wake up and randomly say, okay, now I'm going to have a social media or I'm going to run a social media campaign. You have to be very careful and very, very strategic because you don't want to give your clients and your customers information overload. I will recommend and suggest to anyone, if you are really seeking an in-depth learning experience with social media, please follow Y Dryer Buzz Lattimore. That's Yolanda. She's in Atlanta. She has been instrumental, and Wanda as well, but Yolanda has been instrumental in effectively utilizing social media to build the buzz regarding our camp, our Women in Business Camp in Atlanta. I set up a Google alert so that way I know every time my name hits the internet. So every morning when I wake up, I receive a Google alert that's indicated by Saida Brown. So that way anytime my name hits the internet, I get a digest summary in the morning. Well, because of Yolanda's efforts, utilizing social media, not even print, broadcast, or radio, my name came up over the weekend a total of 7 times over the course of the weekend from social media. That is pretty major. You know how much information is on the internet? Social media can make or break your business. And for those of you who are listening who are actually in our community, can you imagine, would we have been able to start this community without social media and without Facebook? the key is building relationships online. The key is having a recognizable brand. And another key is making sure that you're delivering content in the way that your clients and customers want to receive it the most. Just be very, very careful about what you deliver and how you deliver, and you have to put some thought into it. Particularly, it's very important to create, you know how you have a business plan, a marketing plan, you need a social media strategy as well. For those of you who attended our Women in Business Camp in Jersey City during the month of January, we dedicated an entire two-hour session to creating our social media strategy and plan. One of the things we talked about was having a consistent name across all forms of social media. Mine is Sy Brown. So you can go to Facebook Sy Brown, Twitter Sy Brown, LinkedIn Sy Brown. And if you happen to have another brand, it's okay. Create another stream of social media points of contact for that brand as well. And then what happens is you can go into a program like TweetDeck or Hootsuite and manage all of your brands from one place across your desktop. I also strongly recommend that until you're very comfortable, you post your information through your social media networks from your computer. Because what happens is once you get it set up in your cell phone, you may send something that you may not have wanted to send. Until you're really comfortable and savvy with social media and social media postings and where things are going to go, I strongly, strongly recommend you update your social media through your computer. That way you can run it through grammar check. That way you can run it through spell check. That way you can make sure it makes sense. How many times I saw a T-shirt and it said, my mind just went blank. It was to the effect of don't text and drink, or don't drunk text or something like that. It was a T-shirt I saw somebody wearing. But that can happen. You know, you can be, you know, at a place in your spirit where you say something that's very offensive, or you're just fired up and you blast off something and it goes through all your social networks, and the client that you're just trying to pitch could be the one to see it. And that could be the very person that you didn't want to see it. So my opinion to those of you who are a little bit on the newer side of using social media to grow your business, I strongly encourage you to do so from a computer as opposed to setting it up in a text messaging format. What I did is I set up in my phone, it's, you know how you have an address? Mine says social media, and it goes directly to my Facebook and directly to my Twitter, but it goes to my personal Facebook and my personal Twitter. It does not go to CEO's Rock, and it does not go to Impact. I send out scriptures. I talk about my kids. I talk about what I'm making for dinner. I tweeted yesterday about how I haven't lost an ounce, but I've lost inches. That went right to my personal Facebook page, to people who are friends with me personally. I don't want that to go to CEO's Rock, and I definitely don't want it to go to my speakers bureau. So you just have to be really, really careful. I want to read a couple of things that are in the chat room really quickly. Kalandra said, so true, Sy. Thank you. And Jawaka said she can hear me now, so I'm glad to hear that. I just think it's really important. I have a couple more tips to share with you before we start to wind down. Before we start to wind down this master class, some of the things that I'm sharing with you may seem pretty obvious, but it may be helpful just to hear it from somebody else. Do not put anything on the internet that you don't want a potential client or a boss or somebody to read. I know we hear it. I know we say it. I know we tell your kids that, but as adults, we sometimes think, or may think at times, that that doesn't apply to us, or it's not that. Be very, very mindful. Once it goes out into cyberspace, you can't take it back. You cannot take it back. And we don't know where. Google, I just watched this piece on Google. They still have information from like 10 years ago somewhere. I'm sure there's things I put on MySpace that would make me cringe right now when MySpace first came out, right? If I was in a room right now, I would tell everybody, raise your hand. How many of you were on MySpace a couple years ago and you probably did things you don't want people to see now? I'm sure it's out there somewhere. You have to just be really, really mindful. And the biggest takeaway for tonight's offering is really that you instead of just saying like my page, because that's what prompted this whole conversation in my head and with other women, please make sure you share your story. Please make sure you tell us a little bit about yourself. Please make sure we know what your business is, what your products are, what your price is, and why we should actually do business with you. Those things are very, very, very important. I just got a LOL in the chat room from Calandra. You're always laughing. You're so sweet. These are all things that are very important, and I'm going to put this information in our community as soon as we complete this line. But before we go, does anybody have any questions or comments? If you've dialed into the class, please hit the number 1 on your dial, and I will lift your line. And if you're in the chat room, if you have any questions or comments, just please pop them in. I have caller from 973-337-917-691-832-321. I have a couple other callers. I'm scrolling down now. Big shout-out to everybody who is listening via cell and everybody who dialed in and is in the chat room. So big shout-out to all of you. Don't forget this lesson. You will be able to download this lesson from iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and just put in either my name, Cy Brown, or CEO's Rock, or Master's Class, it will show up so you can download it directly into your MP3 player or your iPod, as well as all of our past Master's Classes, or you can just download them right directly from our website. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and please remember that we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. What social media do you suggest to use the most? I'm new to this all. Personally, I feel you should stick with one and stay there. I am not a big fan, Calandra, of multitasking. I feel pick one platform and live there. So if you are a fan of Twitter, get on Twitter and Twitter yourself till your fingers are tired. If you like LinkedIn, I know a woman who increased her income by $80,000 in 1 year through LinkedIn. If you like LinkedIn, pick LinkedIn and stay there. If you like Facebook, stay there. I'm a Facebook fan because I figure if there's like 500 million users there, why am I going to go anyplace else? That's my thinking. But, you know, some people believe differently. But I'm not a fan of being all over the place. I feel that if you're an author, write books and stay in that space. If you are a chef, make food and stay in that space. If you're on social media, pick a platform and master that instead of being all over. A lot of women feel that multitasking makes them better or we pride ourselves in multitasking. I don't. I pick a project or pick a platform in social media and stay there. And I personally prefer Facebook. I mean, if everybody's on Facebook, why would I go anyplace else? So I know there's another social network starting out, Crazy Good or something like that. It just didn't make sense to me. I just figure if everybody's on Facebook, stay there. And Jawatha just said the same thing. That's why I like Facebook. So I'm going to leave the chat room open here for a little while. I'm going to shut down the phone line, and I'm heading on over to our community, ladies. I love you all for listening, and I'll see you soon. Bye, ladies. Have a great night.